We continue learning 5 minutes of Bitachon a day b'siyata d'shmaya. We are wrapping up the seventh chapter over here in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi discussing how hishtadlus, as critical as it is, and it's quite critical that we've explained, and we're going to explain a bit further, it is so important to be focusing that hishtadlus in the right direction, because if not, Tigroim ha-hepuch, it could cause the opposite. And he continues and he concludes his chapter that when it comes to Inyani Rafua, Tadir Mamish, we often see Rayin Sharaifa Taya Bitiva Machla, doctors mess up. Veloy die, and not only Sheinai Mitakin Bipula Isav, they don't fix something. Rak Adraba Mikalkel Oid. And of course, this doesn't necessarily mean within the surgery. This could be in the more global sex science world. Just go back 100 years ago, that which the doctors thought was the right approach. 50 years ago, what was the right approach? 10 years ago, what was the right approach? And today. So if we don't realize that, of course, we have to go to doctors. And of course, as we're about to see some incredible stories of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that it is so important. We live in this world. We have to conform to the physical world we live in. But we have to realize and not to be foolish. The doctor is the one that's healing. The doctor is the shliach. The doctor is going to try. But at the end of the day, it's Hashem that's going to make it work. And over here, in letter J on the bottom, he brings down two incredible stories from Yisrael Salanter. It was a Tuesday. And Tuesday, as it's turning dark, the Talmidim see Rabbi Yisrael outside glancing up at the sky. Quite odd, peculiar. And they walk outside and they ask, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, oh, there's the second star. Wait, I'm looking for a third. Rebbe, you're looking for three stars? Yeah, I need to know when it's nightfall. You need to know when it's nightfall. It's not Shabbos. That's like a Motzei Shabbos, three stars. I need to know. So they said, Rebbe, why do you need to know when it's nightfall? And his response just brings out how important it is to, yes, listen to doctors, to, of course, to conform with current medical findings. He says, the doctors told me that in order to heal his eyes, he had to rest them for a day. And he wants to know, did the day end yet? I need a day. So it's a halacha through the eyes of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Is it nightfall yet? And another incredible story, that one time he went to see a doctor in Konigsberg, and the doctor said to Rabbi Yisrael, he saw him, and afterwards the doctor remarked, thousands of people have passed through my clinic. I have never seen a patient careful to listen to my words like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And Rav Avigdor Miller commented, we would have thought the great Baal B'tachon, the wonderful Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he'd be the last person on our list to listen to doctors. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, of course not, the exact opposite. It's a mitzvah. Hishtadlus is a mitzvah. And therefore we adhere to the mitzvah like everything else. And finally, it's known that in Brisk, when it comes to fasting in Yom Kippur, they're very seemingly lenient. And it's funny because we know the Brisker approach, extremely meticulous, overly stringent. And yet, Rav Chaim Brisker is the one that's telling everyone not to fast in Yom Kippur in certain scenarios. And of course, the answer is, says Rav Chaim, of course I'm being machmir. I'm being machmir on v'chai bohem. We have obligation to be alive. So therefore, we have to be extremely meticulous. So when it comes to hishtadlus, the approach is certainly not, who needs to go to doctors? Who needs to try to get a job? Who needs to know what to do? God will provide. That's ridiculous. We listen to the doctors. We go to the doctors down to the T. The dot of the I to the third star come up. But then we realize as we turn over to chapter 8, a one-line chapter which wraps up this whole discussion, as the Beis HaLevi says, V'imkein, Ech yismaycha adam al hashtadlusai. With all the knowledge, how can you rely on your hishtadlus? You have to do the hishtadlus. Get the job, go to the doctors, try to win favor in people's eyes. But is that what you're saimich on? Is that what you rely upon? Acharish eni idea kol meuma imutayvasei klal bazel iloi. Do we have any clue what's the best for us? Do we know if this job, if this medical procedure, if this methodology is the best? Of course not. So yes, we utilize the ishtadlus. We conclude that on the bottom, he quotes the Pel Yoyitz, brings down a story of a chassid that was asked, "What's your greatest achievement?" And he said, "Let me tell you something. If I were to give a physical achievement, that would be ridiculous. Because who's to know this job, this accomplishment? How do I know if it's the best for me? So I must give you a spiritual achievement. Hishtadlos, trying hard, doctors and jobs and therapy, all critically and extremely important. And budgeting and being on top of everything. But then when we turn the page, we realize what is that which is going to make it successful? It's the one that's pulling those strings. Of course, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu.